Hello, welcome to Aquarius 7's first podcast, in which we're going to be looking at the astrology of 2010. My name's Graham Buston, and I help run the Aquarius 7 Astrology Society with Chris Lee and Vicky Jenkins. And I'm going to be looking at the astrology of 2010 and a little overview of the astrology of last year, 2009, as well. And Chris is going to be looking at the astrology of the UK general election, which is going to take place sometime before May this year. So I'm going to start by looking at a brief look at 2009. But before I do that, the main thing I'd like to say is in relationship to astrology and forecasting and events in the world is that astrology is not clairvoyance. So we don't have a crystal ball in which we're able to peer into the future and see exactly what's going to take place at any given time. But what we do is correlate the positions of the planets at any given time and their patterns of interrelationships with each other and their cycles with events on Earth, events in our daily lives, in the economies of countries, politics, fashion, events, you name it. So that's the way we approach looking into the future. It's not an exact science, it's more like a weather forecast in a sense. And having some kind of knowledge of what the cosmic weather is going to be like, we believe is helpful, because it lets you orientate yourself properly to the challenges and opportunities of the times. Okay, so looking back at 2009, well, I'll start a little bit before that, because the main event, if you like, of the last couple of years, and the one which many astrologers have been looking forward to with interest, has been the ingress or sign change of Pluto moving from Sagittarius to Capricorn at the end of 2008. And in many ways the symbolism of that is like a very fast train suddenly slamming on the brakes, or perhaps a party coming to an abrupt end and the police being called, or the parents coming in and ordering the partygoers to clear up the mess. Without going too much into the astrological symbolism, it carried very much the flavour of or it symbolised the idea of the institutions of the world, including politics and the global economy, having to be restructured and transformed from top to bottom, really, and an era of expansion, unlimited expansion, if you like, and optimism and growth coming to a sudden end, and suddenly the realities underlying the global economy coming to the fore, and the emphasis now being on contraction, realism, living within one's means, etc. Those are all symbolised by Capricorn. So we were expecting something like the dramatic events of late 2008, and also at that time a series of five planetary oppositions, the opposition between Saturn and Uranus, started taking place. The first one was on November the 4th, 2008, which happened to be the US election day, which very much carried the symbolism of that planetary opposition between Saturn, representing the old and tradition, fear even, and safety, and Uranus representing the new, the different, the untested, and the unusual, if you like. So it was fascinating the way that election reflected the planetary events of that particular moment. But as I say, that was the first of five such oppositions, and we had two more in 2009. And Saturn opposite Uranus happens roughly once every 40 years, from memory, and it carries with it the idea of instability and a change in order, like a handing over of power from the old order to the new, but also a lack of stability and a questioning of authority and a rebelling against authority as well. And we certainly have seen instability in the world economy over the last year as well. And also last year, one of the main themes was of a conjunction of two planets plus Chiron, which is too small to be recognised as a planet, but we use it in astrology. They were all conjunct during the summer in late Aquarius, Jupiter, Neptune and Chiron. And that we said at the beginning of the year that maybe this would correspond with peace movements or peaceful protests, aided and abetted by the use of the internet, because Aquarius as a sign is connected with the technology and the connections between people and humanity, of which the internet is a great example. And at that time, between May and July, or May and early August last year, we had the peaceful protests in Iran against what was perceived to be an unfair and wrong election result. And the protesters were just trying to get their point across about the election, and they were greeted with resistance. But the main thing about, or one of the features of those protests, were how much they were facilitated by the use of Twitter and social networking. So we found that rather interesting. Jupiter and Neptune as well have connotations of rather of fraud as well, and scandal. And of course, that was also the time in the UK when we had the big scandal in British politics about MPs' expenses, which seemed to be a story that just kept running and running throughout the summer and beyond. And it seemed to get bigger and bigger as well, which befits the symbolism of Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion and growth. And also, there was perhaps a link between that conjunction and the swine flu pandemic, which began at that time as well, because Jupiter and Neptune together represent the dissolving of boundaries, or the crossing of borders, unlimited growth, if you like. And of course, a pandemic is very much fits that notion of something that just spreads and spreads. Well, the other thing about 2009 that we mentioned also, in relationship to the weather, was that we thought that early February might be there might be a very cold snap, and because that was when the second of the Saturn-Uranus oppositions was taking place, and almost to the day, I think, that was the coldest day of the year up until December, when we had a sudden freeze-up, and for a few days the country ground to a halt, as it usually does when there's a bit of snow. And that, again, was exactly on that Saturn-Uranus opposition. We had a wonderful workshop a few years ago with an astrologer called Bernard Eccles, who lives in Gloucestershire, and he was talking about weather forecasting with astrology. and gave us a very simple technique. And one of the things that came out of it was the relationship between Saturn and cold temperature, this cold weather, and Uranus being sudden change. So it kind of fitted that sudden cold snap. And towards the end of 2009, we had the first of three Saturn-Pluto squares. And on the weather theme again, that relates to the idea of extreme cold. Now that was in operation from mid-October through to early December, and perhaps a little bit beyond. But it comes up again in, peaking in late January. And just interestingly enough, over the last 3 weeks, we've also had Mercury retrograde, which happens once, three times a year, usually for around 3 weeks at a time. And often during those periods, communications and travel get delayed or subject to obstacles. So we are in a period at the moment, in early January, where not only have we got Saturn, we're under the influence of Saturn square Pluto, if you give it an orb of 2 or 3 degrees, but we're also under the influence of Mercury retrograde, so it's not surprising perhaps that again the country's ground to a halt. Mercury goes direct on Friday of this week, which I think is the 15th of January. So hopefully the disruptions will be over, certainly next week. But we're still in the cold, extreme cold influence of Saturn-Pluto until probably the middle of February at least, perhaps even late February. With regard to the Saturn-Pluto square of late last year, it also coincided with the build-up towards the Copenhagen climate change conference, which interestingly enough began on the very day of the Jupiter-Chiron conjunction in Aquarius. As Chris was pointing out to me yesterday when we spoke, it very much carried the flavour of both of those aspects, in the sense that the Jupiter-Chiron conjunction in late Aquarius symbolises the coming together of disparate groups of people for the cause of healing, Chiron relating to healing, and being in Aquarius, which is an air sign, you could see that as perhaps relating to the subject of carbon emissions and the air, but also under the Saturn-Pluto influence, you saw very much people working trying to break a deadlock, working very hard towards breaking a deadlock, but also you saw different power blocks being rather intransigent, and it's not really clear what the summit actually achieved, whether the Saturn-Pluto won out perhaps, or the Jupiter-Chiron won out, perhaps only time will tell.